And we want to thank you for listening. And please call 608-256-2001 or go to WORT.org and pledge to support WORT. And please join us next week for a new edition of Worldview here on Community Supported Radio, WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org. And now stay tuned for Salamat.
السلام عليكم.
طب اس
اس السلام عليكم.
اس اس
السلام عليكم.
طب اس اس
السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم.
In Arabic we say غبر يا تور على أرنك.
Translation: Hey bull, you're just getting dust on your own horns.
Better get cleanin'. Literally, it says this is what the literal translation. But what does that mean in depth? It is about عن الشخص الذي يسيء لنفسه, when someone powerful makes a hasty decision. An attempt to hurt others or to show off, but causes a small or large problem for him or herself. And so it's literally, it's describing a scene where, in some cases, the bull would attack a mound of dirt.
So, a lot of sound and fury, maybe some embarrassment, possible personal injury, but no
shooting.
Actual effect on the problem.
Shooting one in the foot.
Yes. Shooting yourself in the foot.
Yes. Somebody, yourself, not somebody else's
or
foot.
Cutting your own nose to spite your face.
That's right.
Not really doing any good for anything, including yourself.
But we're doing a lot of good here today. What's going on?
We are. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to another episode, a pledge drive episode of Salamat, your weekly tour of Arab and Arab American news, culture, issues, art, music, food. I can say that again, although I'm not sure for how much longer. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
Yes, that's Rawan Atala. This week is Sunday.
That's right.
March, guess what? The months are aligned again. It is March 2nd in the year 2025 of His Lord, also known as the second day of Ramadan in the year 1446 after Hijra in the Islamic calendar.
This is really only the second day?
Yeah. Ramadan started yesterday based on the sighting of the moon. The moon was declared seen anticipated on Thursday to be seen after sunset on Friday, which means the first day of Ramadan was Saturday. Yesterday.
Excellent.
So now the unique phenomena of solar months and lunar months lining up on the same day of the month happened again because of the shifting of the leap year. No, I'm sorry, the February being so much shorter. But otherwise,
okay. Yes.
Otherwise, the lunar months are 10 days shorter per year.
Right.
Which
right.
Makes it very difficult for us Muslimites to, Muslims. Did I say Muslimites?
You did.
It's just one unique way of calling us Muslims. Them Islamicites. You know, there's so many ways of saying Muslim. And by the way, for those of you who are trying to keep track, Muslims, us Muslims in Arabic. Is when somebody says you Muslims, not Muslims,
right.
Not Islamics,
not
people,
not Muslims,
Muslimites, which I just made up. Muslimite is a registered trademark of this show. Hey, by the way, that was Rawan Atala. My name is Sabi Atiya. We are your tour guides on this cold day. Realigning of the months. Ramadan Kareem to our listeners who are observing the month, or Ramadan Mubarak. Someone asked me, what do you say to someone who's starting the month of Ramadan? I say, you could wish them well, good well, be well, good
be
luck,
well. Mm-hmm.
Be well, good mm-hmm. luck, because it's a tumultuous month in one's life and one's year, you know, to abstain from eating and drinking.
Right.
About an hour. The cutoff this morning, just as an example, and obviously the days are getting longer, so the cutoff this morning was before 5:14 a.m., which is the Fajr prayer. So you have to get up a little bit before that if you are willing to do that, punish yourself to the point of wanting to eat. Unfortunately, what happens... Oh, and then be fasting until sunset.
Right.
But unfortunately, the... What most people are doing now, Muslims celebrating the month, would be fasting all day, and then breakfast time hits like this was breakfast. Sunset today was at 5:49. So I bet you anything, most of the Muslims that are fasting today, right now, is sitting at
breaking their
some
fast.
Spread, yes,
no doubt, while listening to us talking about breaking the fast.
We hope so, and we hope this is also enlightening those who are not fasting to kind of, be in their, be at that in that same space or similar space.
So I have a language question for you.
Go ahead.
So if somebody says Ramadan Kareem,
you should not be offended.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes.
Is there a response, or do you just say the same?
If you are likewise fasting the month, you say Alayna wa Alaykum. Upon us and upon ye, you included, you too, buddy. I mean, if there's some karam or some karam is generosity or hospitality. So Ramadan Kareem is may Ramadan be generous to you.
Mm-hmm.
Ramadan Mubarak, Mubarak is the blessing of when you worship and your worship is accepted by the deity that you're praying to. That's Mubarak. Tabarak ar-Rahman. Mabruk, when somebody gets married, they say Mabruk.
Mm-hmm.
So blessing or blessed, it is the event of Ramadan.
Right. But Mabruk also doubles for
graduation. Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
But in fact, you are
it's derived,
blessing somebody.
Yes. And it's derived from the word Baraka,
which
is the blessing or the shielding of said gift.
Okay.
So it's not taken away from you. So Ramadan Kareem or Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Sa'id. Somebody said they hear the word Sa'id. I said Sa'id is typically at the end of Ramadan when there's the Eid. Then you say Eid Sa'id.
Right.
Because there's no Sa'ada in fasting.
No happiness in deprivation.
Well, you know, it's a test of one's will.
Right.
And we as children were told that the two things that really test somebody's patience and indicate a very strong person physically and mentally is withholding your anger. This is why we did the bull example, like the angry bull does something. When you refrain, curb your enthusiasm when you're angry, it's easy to just blow off and then say, hey, I was too angry and I punched the hole through the door or whatever.
Right.
But if you can balance, if you can control that anger in a way that does not manifest itself into additional hurt to you or somebody else, then that's the epitome of strength, the strength of the mind over the body. And at the same time, being able to eat, and it's one of those things that you worship, like people won't, you're only doing this for you and for Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you could be eating behind closed doors, no one would know.
Sure.
Right? There's no way of showing somebody
no,
all day that you're
you
fasting.
Allah,
so
right?
it's one of those worships or one of those hard work that results in you knowing. And if you, you know, and I tell my kids, you know, if you get hungry and you you want to fast half a day, it's okay. They're, you know, both the two that fast are over. Above they've gone through puberty. That's, you know, the main requirement. But the babies, the little ones, we don't...
Right.
I have no set of expectations, but I remind them that it's not for me, it's for them.
Right.
Number two is, you could, do whatever you want, and ultimately you know if you're worshiping or not. And the benefit of abstaining from food is a test of your will, and your ability to control yourself and some of your fundamental and primitive desires as a human being.
Right.
Who doesn't want to eat something right now?
Right. Well, but you can, because it's after sunset.
I know. I brought some grapes, so I'm going to have a grape while I...
Excellent.
My lips are dry and my mouth is dry.
So the station number is 256-2001. I encourage all of our listeners to call and pledge if you are not already a regular donor.
Mm-hmm.
You can also make an online pledge at wortfm.org. We are happy to see pledges appear online. We are happy to hear the phone ring out in the lobby. Where else in this area are you going to get ruminations
grapes
on some of the linguistic ins and outs of the Arabic language?
Not only that, the word in Arabic for being full is shaban.
Shaban?
Yeah, you do this because you've been exposed to the letter.
Yeah, yes.
It's shaban. Because if you write it, it's the apostrophe and double A. So the most English readers will read this as shaban, but
right.
It's shaban. With emphasis on that. This is if I am a male. So masculine distinction. Mm-hmm. I am ana shaban. Otherwise, I would be ana shabani.
Right.
Or a plural as a group. Nahnu shabanun. It gets complicated, but
not shabani.
It's full. It's not just full, but I can't eat anymore. Like
right.
the point of complete saturation for food. I can't
not just full.
I cannot absorb any more kanafa, balawa, any more dessert. So you say, I am full, I am filled to the rim. Shorbet adas, or the split pea soup, the split lentil soup. It starts out with the red lentils, but when you cook it, it becomes yellow and creamy. This is a very traditional Islamic, I want to say Levant,
mm-hmm.
Palestine, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan.
Right.
There are many variations of what is traditionally looked upon as the quintessential Ramadan soup. In
right.
Morocco, they celebrate something, they consume something, they enjoy something called harira. And that's more of a tomato base and other fruits and vegetables and legumes like hummus.
Okay. So what, other than lentils or split peas, what goes into the Levantine version?
There's a version, this one did not run the product through a sieve to make it super smooth or a food blender.
Mm-hmm.
This is a... shorbet adas ma'ar ruz. Ma'ar means with. So this is
rice.
Lentils and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Often, even if it's not advertised, the lentil soup, especially the pureed lentil soup, may have some rice to give you that, I don't know what to call it, starch.
Starch. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure it helps to thicken
texture.
The soup,
yes,
right?
Yes. So lentil... ruz and lentil. Most of these soups start with a broth, a veggie broth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not encouraging anyone to run to the store to get a veggie broth. Saute some onions.
Right. I see where we're going here.
And a hint of garlic. Just a little bit. Don't brown them. We want to just sweat them so they start imparting some of those delicious sugars and getting a little caramelized. And then the split lentils are, like I said, red in the store. But when you cook them, the soup does not stay red. Salt to taste and a little bit of pepper and cumin, because the product is a legume and it'll make you gassy. And cumin is like the beano of the traditional medicine.
Right.
And then cayenne for heat, if you like that. A pinch of saffron for those who can afford it. That is. And then water. This is how you make broth. Water, sauteed onions and garlic, and you let them simmer a little bit, and then you add the lentils that have been rinsed and washed, especially if you're not sure of the source of the lentils. Sift through them. Get the stones out, because we've found stones in, depending on the source.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if you buy supposedly clean bagged split lentils, I've come across stones.
And nowadays you see terms like triple washed dried garbanzo beans. We still clean them. I mean, I still run through them, or as I'm soaking them in water, I typically see if there's, because sometimes a stone may camouflage itself looking like a garbanzo bean, for example.
Yes.
Very fresh cilantro leaves on the top,
not
for
dried.
Garnish. And lemon on the side. Now, this is something that I know somebody has come from Syria or Lebanon for sure, or Palestine, when you serve them lentil soup and they go, before they even taste it, so where's the lemon? Do you have any lemons? Taste it. I may have put some in there. No.
You always
have
add
to
some.
Squirt that. It's yeah, just, the wedge
or part,
lemon.
It's part of the experience.
It's part of the enjoyment. And do not use fancy olive oil at the beginning. As usual, we recommend using something that would help saute and cook. Mm-hmm. But some people drizzle the fancier olive oil as a finishing touch. And if you have a hearty chunk of bread, especially the Moroccan thick countryside bread, by all means, very nice companion. Now, that could be in itself my breakfast. And sometimes we would toast stale pita bread from the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And put that on the bottom of a bowl, and then pour the soup over it. In
oh,
essence,
on the bottom,
making it
so not just having
because
the bread handy to
yeah.
dip in the
if
soup.
If it's too dry, you're not going to be able to bite into that. But if you pour the soup on top of stale old bread and give it a minute, that
right.
bread becomes
right.
mm-mm, like pudding.
Absolutely.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have someone to thank.
Ooh, we have a pledge.
Yes, Mike Solomon. Our friend Mike Solomon thought of his duty as a responsible adult, listening and enjoying our community radio station, particularly Salamat.
Well, thank
and,
you, Mike.
And he did what he generously does, is contribute. We now ask you, you've been loafing for a while, other listeners, other than Mike.
That's right.
Sitting, enjoying free radio show. Stand up, pull that wallet out, right? Is there a wallet
especially
involved?
Especially, if you enjoy... Mm-hmm. discussion of not just some of the linguistic peccadilloes of Arabic, but some of the ins and outs of traditional Arabic cooking, now that we can talk about it again, which is very exciting, I have
we
to say.
We have abstained for a while.
Yes.
For a reason maybe obvious to some of you. Rowan and I felt the need to, in solidarity with those who are not able to eat due to acts of not their own, we decided to not talk about food for a while. And I'm saddened to report that was about a year and a half ago, and we didn't think it would be going on this long. Mm-hmm. But we do have a story about the resilience of resistance.
Yep. Speaking of food for Ramadan, this is appearing on the Middle East Monitor. It's just a little blurb, but Gaza is marking Ramadan with traditional kataif. So these are mini pancakes filled with cheese
and
nuts.
Stop right there. Let me just hold on.
That's not what they are?
There's no egg. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
They may resemble a pancake, but there is no egg in the batter.
A much simpler batter.
Okay. But they do resemble a pancake. Most pancakes you cannot fold and stuff. But so this is a pancake that is ready to be folded and stuffed.
Another one. Fantastic.
Yes. I need you to pronounce this. So I can't read his handwriting. Uh-oh, Ken hurt us. We want to be appreciative of Ken's work as a phone answerer. But yes. Sometimes I can't, because of my glasses, maybe I can't read much handwriting anymore.
This is a pledge from Barbara Furstenberg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
And we appreciate Barbara's effort and generosity, and we ask you to do the same. No matter the amount, we often joke and say we just want a head count rather than money count for Salamat. And we did have a goal of 15 callers at the beginning of the show. We were two callers into it and halfway through the show. So let's show some, make it happen. I'm going to check online to see how we're doing there. But I believe our phone answerers are getting less and less busy nowadays, because most intelligent people like Our callers want to get that conversation going with the phone caller, yeah, with the answerers, but some people say, no, I want to use the AI because I need that artificial intelligence to do the online thing.
I also want to say how happy it makes me to see Selamat as the top favorite show on Barbara's platform.
Oh, we love her too.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We thank you.
Thank you so much.
Selamat, I mean, that's fantastic, but Selamat is one of the many feathers that make this community radio the beautiful hat or head garb that it is, because of the multitude of different shows that represent different cultures that you may not agree with all the time, but at least we have a platform here that we can share and create that bridge of understanding between the Arab American and the American community, and particularly here in Madison. This is a unique show of its kind. There are several shows stations in Chicago. I want to say radio station. There might be one radio station that broadcasts
in Arabic. I think there's actually
an
Arabic language station in the Chicago area.
But this is, unlike that, we set off on creating a bridge. So our native listeners and our European listeners and our African-American listeners and all of colors and flavors of our listeners can learn more about our segment of this mosaic that we call the Madison community.
Absolutely.
So do your part. Help us out in ensuring the success of the radio station, which relies heavily on consumer, listener, community. I'm trying to combine the two. Community support. Without community, where would we be? Speaking of thank yous, we thank the listeners, but there are also some thank you premiums, which I don't believe they should be the sole reason why you should make a contribution at the different levels that they come with. But it helps you walk away with the memento, bragging tools.
Bragging rights, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Like, hey, I'm wearing
It's like
shirt.
An announcement. Hey, I support WORT. Yeah.
And you won't believe how many times I pass a vehicle with a bumper sticker or somebody with a shirt without, rare do I not at least honk my horn, not in dismay, but in thumbs up. Thank you for your support. We appreciate that. So show it off. Call us.
That's
show
right.
you, do your part and show it off in any of the swag.
That's right. Station number again is 256-2001, or you can pledge online at wortfm.org. I also feel like, you know, it being a pledge drive, and since I always bring this up, I'm going to do it now. Take the opportunity.
Why change?
Right. If you have the means to become a sustainer, it's a great way to give to the station. Basically, you're just setting up to have a smaller amount deducted automatically from your bank account every month. So you can pledge a larger amount of money and pay it over the course of the year, $60, $5 a month, and it's kind of fire and forget, and it's a great way to go. It's how I donate to the station.
Is that the phone? It's actually, it's ringing. Actually, I can hear the phone ring. I hope that's the call. So yeah,
that's,
keep the calls
that's
coming.
That's awesome. So,
and we have, we want to continue with our story that we
We were talking about Khataif. And mini pancakes, even though they're pancakes without eggs, filled with cheese and nuts, and then covered in syrup. So these are, they're sort of, you know, little high-energy snacks.
The stuffing may change or varies. In some cases, they're nuts, like walnuts and cinnamon.
Not nuts like the radio.
Nothing like us. Pistachio nuts.
Okay.
But walnuts is one, or the creamy filling. There's something called qashta, or the top of the milk when you warm it, when you heat up the milk to enjoy it for anything. And there's that thick,
nice thick creamy layer.
Whatever that layer is, it is cultivated, put through a sieve again just to get more of that milk out, leaving the deliciousness of the qishta on top. It's the cream on top of any dairy product. And then that turns into the filling with a hint of orange blossom water, which is the go-to flavoring device for Arabic desserts. And that would be qatayif mahshi, or stuffed. Most people, I mean, if you're worth anything, as a cook, as a kitchen novice guy, you should know how to make qatayif to begin with. It's just the fundament. I think there we learn that as we are enjoying our mother's milk.
Yeah, I missed out on that experience, I'm pretty sure.
So once you know how to make qatayif, small, medium, large, whatever, is an opportunity to learn how to do that. And it's very versatile, just like right. a crepe would be when you fill the crepe sheet or thin pancake. The qatayif are slightly thicker than a than a crepe, but much thinner than a traditional fluffy
like the
pancake.
Fluffy buttermilk ones you get at
the buttermilk ones, if you start folding them, they will crack right down the middle.
Right. We do have a handful of upcoming community calendar events. March 8th, the Anti-War Cafe. This is a new event, but it's a new series of events. This is supposed to be a monthly Madison gathering of anti-war and anti-genocide activists. March 8th, noon until 3 p.m. This is at the Crossing on UW campus at 1127 University Avenue. This event is going to feature an open mic and small group discussions, including one with Representative Francesca Hong, on how you can support right to boycott bills and stop the Israeli genocide against Palestinians. Again, that is March 8th, noon until 3 p.m. at the Crossing on UW campus, 1127 University Avenue. On the same day, Saturday, March 8th, the International Festival 2025 will be taking place 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is happening at the Overture Center. You can come and celebrate rich cultural heritage within our community and enjoy nearly 30 free performances throughout the Overture Center by artists who call Dane County home. Indulge in cuisines from around the world, browse stunning arts and crafts available for purchase, and learn about the many local businesses with global connections.
Thank you, Rowan. We are continuing with our pledge drive. We call this three times a year. We come to you three times a year, an invitation, a demand to join our community of radio supporters and do your part. And if you're listening, you put a value on that entertainment. You put a dollar value on. You decide.
Not just entertainment, though. It's education.
Infotainment.
Also. There you go. Infotainment.
And a lot of serious news. I mean, we take our show very seriously, but it's full of, you know, in some cases, shenanigans. But if you consider shows like In Our Backyard, what other local news shows, they're still being produced here by the station. The station pays a lot to have or rebroadcast or broadcast shows like Amy Goodman, which is another source. Is BBC still part of this lineup? You bet. Once in a while. In the rotation. So these are expensive sources that we have, the station has to pay for, including the rental for that antenna. When I heard how much we pay for renting that antenna, I said, give me that piece of metal. I'll just stand there next to the... hopefully not on a lightning storm day, and I'll transmit this from top of the hill over there.
In all your copious free time?
Yeah, I'll be multitasking.
Oh, excellent. You know,
making
by locating
zucchini.
Right. Appearing in more than one
and
place
doing
at once.
That. And by the way, I posted the recipe for the soup on the Selamat Radio Facebook. So if you enjoy listening to our show, become a friend, befriend us. Is that a term? Yeah.
And here I'm going to put out another word in Arabic, mumtaz.
Mumtaz, excellent.
Yes.
Excellent, Smithers. I think that's what Mr. Burns would say. But ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching.
Yeah, we are approaching the end of the program.
The bottom of the
hour.
Yes.
So one more time, station number 256-2001. Or you can go online, wortfm.org, and you can pledge online. So one of the things that I like to do as part of Salamat on a regular basis is provide a little bit of a musical interlude. This week's musical interlude comes to us courtesy of an Egyptian artist who goes by the handle Ilmand, formerly known as Muhab. This is off a recently released album called Intifada. And the track is called Sib Nafsak. So we are going to leave you with that. Stay tuned for the Pachyderm Parade coming up next here on WORT 89.9 FM. In the meantime, we will bid you farewell by saying, as always, in Arabic,
Assalamu alaikum.
In English, peace be upon you.
ما بمشي ايش في قضية ماشي لوحدي بسيفي لو جبتولي ديب مش عادية مش عادية كل يوم زميلي مرفش عطين انا بي بس يجيلي زميلي يقولي اكتفو شيلي سيب نفسك خالص اخويا سيب نفسك سيب
T presents Gaelic Storm with special guest Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Roll Out the Barrel Tour, on Saturday, March 8th at 8 p.m. at the Barrymore. In the mid-1990s, Gaelic Storm kicked off its career as a pub band in Santa Monica, California. After two decades and more than 3,000 live shows, this chart-topping multinational Celtic band is on the road again with a sound that mixes traditional Irish music with modern influences. Openers, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band are a three-piece American country blues band from Brown County, Indiana. T presents Gaelic Storm with special guest Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Roll Out the Barrel Tour. Saturday, March 8th at 8 p.m. at the Barrymore Theater. Bringing you music from around the world, this is WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org.